You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Jerry Bader Show 1050.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Love that show. I think Rudolph is still my favorite, but love that show. All right. There's an issue that Scott Walker has been unable to put to rest. It has dogged him through much of his political career. As he perhaps approaches the national spotlight, it gets much brighter. As many people know, Scott Walker attended but did not graduate from Marquette University, Catholic College in Milwaukee. I did not do my undergraduate studies at Marquette. I did my graduate studies from 1992 to 1996 because I was working a full-time job. It took me 4 years to get what would otherwise be a two-year master's degree. He didn't finish. I, among others, have urged him to go finish. I have urged him to get that off, get rid of it. However many credits you're shy, go deal with it. Get your degree. Okay. This is bigger than that, though. Because what the left is trying to create is a cloud of why, or that he left school under a cloud. There's a long, long piece at PolitiFact, at the Journal Sentinel's PolitiFact, solving the mystery of Scott Walker's college years and entry into politics. This thing is 5 printed pages off the printer, and it's a really small font on 5 pages. They talk to everybody that you can imagine. Now, one of the things that happened is he was in an election in student government. There are a lot of questions about what happened in that election. He lost. There was a student paper editorial against him, and a lot of copies of the paper disappeared. There's no doubt that definitely somebody didn't want a lot of students seeing the editorial endorsing his opponent. He lost. Scott Walker was never accused of being responsible for that by the school, nor was found to be involved in it. As the paper reports, as the Journal Sentinel reports, 25 years later, the State Democratic Party's website alleges that Scott Walker was kicked out of student elections at Marquette University after masterminding a scheme that destroyed newspapers critical of him. The Post adds Walker either dropped out or was forced out not long after. Let's start with forced out of school. Mike Tate, chairman of the state Democrats, told us the party based its post on unnamed sources who he had said privately passed on information about possible nefarious activity that Tate did not describe. Those parties would be reluctant to talk to a reporter, he said. The allegation is defensible, said Tate, because the party is trying to raise questions about the mystery of Walker's departure. That's a flimsy case at best. At worst, it suggests a possible fictional smear. It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. And it's ongoing. It's not something Tate said once and admitted that he couldn't back up. And I'll just tell you, there are people who say things they can't back up, admit it, and they're punished. I'm just throwing that out there, Jason. But they continue this. But here's the really shameful part of this piece. So it gets into this long expose. Well, what really happened when Scott Walker left Marquette? What really happened? Well, here's where it gets interesting. And they talk about all of the people they spoke with. The guy that he ran against is Quigley, still a big lib. And all of the people they talked to. In the middle of the story, they write, We heard nothing and found no evidence suggesting Walker was pushed out of the university. But, and then they try to equivocate that, but publicly available documents cannot fully resolve the question in part because of a federal privacy law blocking release of information on former students unless the person consents. In addition, Walker told us he was sticking to an earlier decision not to release his transcripts. With that in mind, we asked Walker if he would allow Marquette to comment on his academic conduct record. He did. Let me read. Now, they put this in the middle of the story. We asked Walker if he would allow Marquette to comment on his academic and conduct record. He did. Here is the statement released by Marquette University. Governor Scott Walker was a student at Marquette from fall of 1986 until spring 1990 and was a senior in good standing when he voluntarily withdrew from Marquette, the university said in a statement. They do this, how many pages did I say this thing was? 5 pages. They do this 5-page thing and say, solving the mystery of Scott Walker's college years and entry into politics. Then for the next 3 pages, they question what really happened. Here's the thing that's being thrown out there by Democrats that's false. That Scott Walker was kicked out of school. I get that constantly from libs. Well, he was kicked out of Marquette. No, he wasn't. That's not my opinion. It is a statement by Marquette University. They ask Walker, will you let them comment? They did. He was a senior in good standing when he voluntarily left. Then they probe in, well, it doesn't make any sense. Why did he leave when he did? It doesn't add up. And then they accuse him of confusing the timeline of when he got married, had kids, and so on. All right, you can get into all of that. Mike Tate knows he's lying. Will the Democratic Party of Wisconsin fire him? Will he be punished? Marquette has now issued a statement. Scott Walker was a senior in good standing who left voluntarily in the spring of 1990. That comes from Marquette University. Anybody who tries to perpetuate the myth that he was kicked out is lying. And again, I get this from libs all the time. Well, he's kicked out of school. This is going to haunt him. And haunt him. And haunt him. Because there's just a small percentage of the people will know that Marquette, again, this isn't me, this is Marquette University, saying he was a senior in good standing. My belief is he let it fester too long. Let it fester, that is, too long. I don't know how he ever puts it behind him when there are liberals willing to continue to lie about it like Mike Tate. I mean, someone in a public position? Unbelievable. 10:58. Just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.